Introducing the IPA, an audio recording by Eric Armstrong. I've made this recording to illustrate the sounds associated with the symbols of the International Phonetic Alphabet. This is a copyright recording and may not be reproduced without permission. It was recorded on January 11th, 2001, at Roosevelt University. My name is Eric Armstrong. My primary audience is actors and those who work in theater and film, and plan to use IPA as a tool for learning accents and dialects for performance. My assumption in making this tape is that you speak English so that you can use its sounds as a reference point to learn the sounds of other languages. For the English reference words listed, I will use a generic General American dialect unless I specifically refer to another dialect. 1. Consonants. We will start with the consonants of English. Stop plosives. 1a. I will say each stop plosive initially, followed by the vowel ah, then medially, surrounded on either side by ah, then finally, both released, aspirated if voiceless, after ah, and unreleased after ah. Pa, a-pa, op, op. Ba, a-ba, ob, ob. Ta, a-ta, ot, ot. Da, a-da, odd, odd. Ka, a-ka, ok, ok. Ga, a-ga, og, og. A, a-a, a. Next, I will speak the same patterns, but using words or phrases that feature them. Pa, apart, up, tap. Bog, aboard, lob, job. Talk, atop, at, beat. Dan, idea, bead, ted. Key, akin, dock, buck. Gut, beget, big, dug. Ape, hit. Nasals. 1b. I will say each nasal initially followed by the vowel ah, then medially, surrounded on either side by ah, and finally after ah. Note that, though we do it here, does not normally begin syllables in English, though it may link to a word that begins with a vowel. Ma, ama. Na, ana, an, nga, anga, ang. Next, I will speak the same patterns, but using words or phrases that feature them. Ma, email, sham. Na, anna, on, sing a song. Fricatives. 1c. I will say each fricative initially followed by the vowel ah, then medially surrounded on either side by ah, and finally after ah. Note, the voiceless velar fricative h is used only in loan words such as bach. The h is used initially, and the voiced ha is used medially in between two vowels. Zh is never used finally in English. This is also true of and wa. Technically, wa is not a fricative. It is a labial velar approximant. Fa, a-fa, off. Va, a-va, of. Tha, a-tha, off. Tha, a-tha, of. Sa, a-sa, os. Za, a-za, oz. Sha, asha, ash. Ja, aja, aj. Ha, aha, ach. Ha, aha. Hua, ahua. Wa, awa. Next, I will speak the same patterns, but using words or phrases that feature them. Far, awful, whiff. vi, avow, live, thaw, cathode, path, though, either, bathe, see, passing, base, zoo, easy, was, shaw, ashore, mash, Jacques, azure, vision, chutzpah, lachaim, Bach, hard, ahead, white, a while, want, away. Affricates, 1D. I will say each affricate initially, followed by the vowel ah, then medially, surrounded on either side by ah, and finally, after ah. Cha, ah-cha, ach. Jaw, ah-jaw, aj. Next, I will speak the same patterns, but using words or phrases that feature them. Chaps, itchy, botch. Jaw, edger, budge. Approximants. 1E. I will say each approximant initially, followed by the vowel ah, then medially, surrounded on either side by ah, and finally, after ah. Note that l, after vowels, tends to be palatalized, l. Ra, ah-ra, ar. La, ah-la, al, all. Ya, ah-ya, ay. Next, I will speak the same patterns, but using words or phrases that feature them. Red, awry, ar. Lewd, alive, coal, coal. Yes, Mayan, why. 2. Vowels. Next, we will focus on the vowels of English. These are the vowels that you will encounter most often in your work as an actor. These words are merely given as a means to practice these sounds. You might not normally pronounce these words in your personal form of speech in this manner. For the purpose of learning the sounds, please try to repeat the following words as accurately as possible. I tried to give you every possible spelling for each sound. Where there are very few different spellings for a sound, I have given you enough words to get the feeling of the sound. E. Read, key, female, beam, knee, seize, debris, believe, vis-a-vis, amoeba, Portuguese. I. This, advocate, captain, actress, foreign, active, women, connoisseur, business, build, penguin, analysis. A. Café, pene, latte, papier mâché. E. Fellow, any, hemorrhage, said, says, accent. Abreast, heifer, leopard, friend, berry, guest. Ah, actors, plaid, meringue. Ah, command, bath, ask, aunt. Central vowels, E. Quickly, algae, gimme, coffee, rally, alley, khaki, eerie, ratatouille, Albuquerque, any. Above, cabaret, capable, villain, woman, meringue. Arithmetic, pageant, pigeon, gorgeous, Asia, patient, anxious, alcohol, cupboard, tortoise, famous, bonus. Better, alter, backward, after, actor, honor, auburn, censure, acre. Words, defer, earn, connoisseur, birth, Colonel, worse, journal, burn, myrrh. Words, fern, heard, auteur, stir, word, courage, furry, myrtle. Back vowels. U. Music, beautiful, eunuch, Q. Curfew, you, lieu, view, abuse, argue, nuisance, you, Yukon. Ooh, moods, rheumatism, blue, approve, canoe, wound, through, dune, blue, bruise. Good, wolf, crook, could, bush. Obey, au gratin, motel, robust. Luck, above, doth, does, blood, couple, bud, unarmed. Always, all right, applause, body, awe, shone, broad, balk, bought. Drama, Brahms, hurrah, bourgeois, bomb. Not, quad, wallow, cauliflower, rendezvous, alcohol, cough, knowledge. Diphthongs. A. Spain, sane, fail, gauge, away, yay, matinee, beige, ballet, obey. I. Fine, aisle, I, alive, died, guide, bide, analyze, die. Oi, boys, Freud, coin, destroy, buoyant. Only, mauve, so, yeoman, alto, coal, goes, though, glow, Ow, shout, bow, allow, crouch, count, prowl. I'll also do the ow version. Shout, bow, allow, crouch, count, prowl. Ear. First, I'll do all five R-colored diphthongs with R-coloring, and then I'll do them without R-coloring. Ear. Hears, austere, clear, beer, weir, souvenir, fierce. Air, there, bear, chair, where, pair, hair. Poor, sewer, boor, contour, sure, lure. Ignored, I'm sorry, or. Ignored, award, drawer, George, bore, door, court. R, cart, arc, bard, charm, heart, memoir. Now the five R color diphthongs without R coloring. Ear, air, ur, or, r. Ear. Hears, austere, clear, beer, weir, souvenir, fierce. Air. There, bear, chair, where, pair, air. Ur, poor, sewer, boor, contour, sure, lure. Or, ignored, award, drawer, George, bore, door, court. R, car, arc, bard, charm, heart, memoir. 3A. The three vowel boundaries. All vowels can be described in terms of three principal qualities, each associated with a different type of shaping in the mouth. The first sound quality is modified by opening and closing of the mouth. This may be achieved by jaw closing, and by so doing the tongue is brought closer to the roof of the mouth, or by the tongue moving independently of the jaw. The boundaries of this quality are called close, to describe when the tongue is close to the roof of the mouth, and open, which describes the mouth when the jaw is dropped and the tongue is far from the roof of the mouth. The vowels E and U are both close vowels, while the vowels A and A are both open vowels. By gradually opening the mouth, we can hear how we end up sliding through a number of vowel sounds. In these sliding demonstrations, it helps to maintain the pitch of the sounds and to keep them consistent so that we concentrate on the vowel shift only. Here's the first slide. The primary difference between these vowels is the degree of openness and closeness. By sliding, we step through those six vowels. E, I, E, E, A, A. The second sound quality is modified by moving the lips, either by rounding them forward or by spreading them wide. The vowel in English with the most lip rounding is oo. The vowel with the most lip spreading is e. There are many lip-rounded and spread vowels that aren't present in English. A good example is the sound U, which is made in the same place as the sound E, but with the lips rounded aggressively. I will demonstrate the lip rounding by starting with E and going back and forth between it and U. The only difference between these vowels is the degree of lip rounding. The third sound quality is modified by moving the tongue forwards and backwards in the mouth. There are three principal steps on that journey from the back of the mouth to the front, and they are termed back, mid, and front. In the first demonstration of open versus close, the vowels were all front vowels, e, I, e, e, a, a. Moving from a back vowel to a front vowel is complicated, as there are so few back vowels in English that don't incorporate lip rounding, and no front vowels in English that incorporate lip rounding. So I will demonstrate sliding forward and back, first with a change in lip rounding so the sounds stay recognizably English. To do the next two demonstrations, I will lock my lips in one position and make sure it is just my tongue that is shifting. First, I will stay in lip spread mode using the close back unrounded vowel U. Now I will stay with my lips rounded using the close front rounded vowel U. Linguists use these terms to name each vowel. For instance, we might have a close central rounded vowel, U, a front unrounded vowel between open mid and open, A, or an open back rounded vowel, A. Refer to the vowel chart to get a better sense of this. 3B. Vowel sounds. You might like to follow along with the vowel chart from the IPA to track the following sounds. I will use both the linguist names and the typographical symbol names to describe each symbol, reading vertically down each of the three main groupings of vowels, front, central, and back. Note that the box after the symbol name is gray if the sound is used in English, most variants, and white if it is a foreign language-based sound. So you might use that sound in a foreign accent of English. An L is used to indicate if a sound is used in English only for loan words or for regional dialects. The close front unrounded vowel, lowercase I, E, English heed, French li. The close front rounded vowel, lowercase y, u, as in French lu, or German füsse. The fairly front, fairly close unrounded vowel, small cap I, I, English hid. The fairly front, fairly close rounded vowel, small cap y, u, German flüsse, meaning rivers, or Swedish nytta, use. The close mid front unrounded vowel, lowercase e, e, Scottish English he, or French le, meaning the. The close mid front rounded vowel, slashed o, e, as in French, peu, meaning few. The open mid-front unrounded vowel, epsilon, e. English uses it in head. In French, le, meaning milk. The open mid-front rounded vowel, lowercase oe digraph, e, as in French, peur. Front unrounded vowel between open mid and open lowercase ae digraph, or ash, a, as in English, had. The open front unrounded vowel, type a, a, as in French, pat. Or in standard American stage dialect English, bath. The open front rounded vowel, small cap OE digraph, ö, as in Austrian German, söl, meaning rope. Central vowels. The close central unrounded vowel, barred I, I, as at the end of English words like city, or in Korean, gim. The close central rounded vowel, barred u, u, as in Scottish English, good, or Norwegian, but. The close mid central unrounded vowel, reversed e, couldn't find samples of this vowel anywhere. It would sound something like I. Don't have any examples for it. Close mid-central rounded vowel, barred O, U, as in shirt, I'm sorry, shirt, meaning shirt. Swedish, used in full. The central mid-vowel, schwa, used in almost every language, U, used in English on unstressed words like und. And when you're saying it in flowing speech. The open mid-central unrounded vowel, turned epsilon or three, as in nurse. The open mid-central rounded vowel, closed turned epsilon, couldn't find any example words for that one either. The central unrounded vowel between open mid and open, ah, that's turn type A. RP English uses it in mada. German in buta, buta. Back vowels. The close back unrounded vowel, doubled U or turned M, u, as in Vietnamese, tr. The close back rounded vowel, lowercase u, u, as in school or French lou. The fairly back, fairly close, rounded vowel, upsilon, uh, as in English, book. The close mid-back, unrounded vowel, ram's horns, as in Vietnamese, t. The close mid-back, rounded vowel, pure o, o, as in French, lo, or Scottish English, boat. The open mid-back, unrounded vowel, turned v or hut, a, Vietnamese, ong, English, hut. This sound is, in fact, closer to the a than to the IPA, a. The open mid-back rounded vowel, open O or turn C, O, is in British English, caught, or a German, got. The open back unrounded vowel, script A, ah, is in English, father. The open back rounded vowel, turned script A, O, as in British English, bother. This ends my recording of the sounds for the intro to IPA. This is Eric Armstrong.